Sunday, 6th of the 5th, 2018. Another day that begun so early. The alarm used to wake me up now features a sound that fills me with the greatest desire to sleep. My baby sister has a toy that emulates a similar noise, and whenever she plays with that toy, I feel the same drowsiness that I do upon waking at 3 a.m, just briefly. I used to wear pajamas. Then once I was old enough that the early wake-up times that school permits became untenable for my now teenage body, I had to find all the time-saving techniques for my late waking habits. And so I now sleep with the clothes needed for the next day. I was awoken for a different reason, however. I had a job to do. I woke with my work shirt already on and my apron tied to my waist. School is something I have done consistently for all my living memory, as is compulsory in the country I'm so lucky to be born into. School has long become a chore to wake up to, but I have had my job for just under 2 years now, and the novelty of my first job is yet to wear off. I wake up at 3 a.m, not because I have to, nor because it feels pleasant to do so, as neither is the case. I don't have to be at work until 5, and the distance is 1 kilometer, an easy skate that takes little time to traverse. I liked going to work this early. My town is dark. It is beautiful to me. There is only black, with the orange glow of street lamps blazing its meagre light on the pink-stained concrete, and often not a single soul can be seen unless someone was throwing a party. And occasionally there are those with a few too many wandering home. Newman doesn't quite resemble a ghost town, but it is close. I've seen Whitnew, a real ghost town. Newman will most likely be abandoned as the iron ore slowly dwindles from the mines. Mount Whaleback, the mine that this town is here for, and the fifth largest iron ore mine in the world, is just a pit now. Iron ore is the only reason Newman is here. It's a place you go to work. I also went to work so early because I enjoy that first hour of cleaning before I open. It takes a while to fully wake up. That time where I can take things slowly is good to have. The place I work is known as Muzzbuzz, a simple drive-through coffee shop 15 meters long and about 2 or 3 meters wide. There are two windows on each side to serve drive-through customers, one walk-up window to serve those without such a vehicle, and one door at the back so that employees can enter and exit the building. Muzzbuzz is a Western Australian franchise. Near all the places are in Perth, with some like mine and other parts of WA like Geraldton and Newman, as well as a few places in other parts of the country, and I think even Japan. I get my shifts mostly through listening to podcasts over the speakers in the building. Those speakers typically play radio, but it has an aux cord, so if you use an Android phone like any civilized human being, you can pretty easily play music, if that is your jam. Although mine was almost certainly podcasts. I got my job before I got into podcasts, and they are still my main form of media consumption. My first podcast I listened to was Dear Hank and John, as I was fresh meat and nerdfighterian, hence had a lot to catch up on with Hank and John Green. They were my first podcast listening experience. After them, I listened to Welcome to Night Vale, which was mystifying and stunning. When I first started listening to podcasts at work, I was replaying all the episodes of those two podcasts. Before I finally moved on to new episodes, I can safely say I've listened to each and every episode of both Welcome to Night Vale and Dear Hank and John at least 4 times over. Next would be Hello Internet, then Cortex, both long and tangential. Both qualities that dubbed them perfect to listen to while working. That Sunday, I've long finished all of HI and Cortex's backlog and had made do with a podcast I downloaded hundreds of episodes of that I honestly didn't really like that much. The day was the same. I'd move constantly, trying to keep the flow of movement continuous even at times where no customers came, and hence left me struggling to find clear chaos to clean. Cars always came in packs, so my job has me always working with no cars or multiple cars. From 5 until 10, a typical shift for me. I left as soon as the next person came in to take my shift. When I first started working here, 2 people were usually on at once, but now only 1 person usually works at once, which I do not mind. Beyond that shift, my day featured nothing in particular of interest, just procrastinating on the important with the creative, and procrastinating on the creative with the mundane. I'm writing this now at 6 p.m. on a Sunday, relying on the brightness of my Chromebook screen to see the keys. Monday, 7th of the 5th, 2018. Dressed in my blue and white school uniform, I'm just minutes from needing to be at school. My fancy health tracker watch that just arrived from China says I only slept for 2.5 hours, which I highly doubt. The last thing I remember from last night was checking my watch and it saying 10 p.m. I felt like I got that much sleep though. I slugged through the day slowly, but surely, as I usually do, from subject to subject, just with a less than typical effort. I have those off days often. Sometimes I feel half of my waking hours are in a state of being worn down, thinking clouded, eyes closed half the time.
I intended to finish an assignment for human biology after school, but inevitably failed to do so. This state can really empower me to work on such things. I practice more driving. I don't really want to drive, but I have to learn. I think it must be at least a decade too early for self-driving cars to be a fully fledged ordeal. So, with supervision, I spent 45 minutes in a manual ute and learn how to turn corners in a street with no buildings built between them. I'm yet to learn to drive properly, yet I have only logged about 4 sessions. It slowly does it. There is one thing I do think about doing upon being able to fully drive, and that is driving the entire length of the Great Northern Highway. I've been driven down Newman to Geelong, a sizable 900 kilometres of road, many times before, but it might be interesting to do the whole distance of 3,204 kilometres. I do it for the sake of an experience, and the idea of that driving my first time going out of Western Australia would certainly fill me with satisfaction. Of course, there is still a high chance I'd leave WA before this drive would ever happen, and a drive that long would likely lose its novelty pretty fast, even with a good long-distance driver, which I will likely not be, even with a sizable audiobook collection. I do desire time to explore my region some more. I spent 8 years in Newman, and only now have I grown an appreciation for the red dirt and desert expanse. I remember one time in Year 7, a close friend was leaving town, as everyone will eventually do in years, and she said she would miss this town. I asked her why she would miss this place. It had nothing of interest for my 13-year-old heart. She'd said something along the lines of friends and memory. By the faulty memory of my own, that is. Which, looking back now, I can understand and relate. My closest friends haven't actually been friends for that long, by virtue of how often people move in and out of this mining town I live in. The oldest friend I still seek out and talk to is actually from a Pokemon forum I spent much of my recess and lunch on back in Year 8, but neither of us use that site anymore, of course. Some of the people I do know, however, have been people who were peripheral in my life for as long as 8 years. They weren't really close friends, but in some ways, they probably won't be forgotten anytime soon. I spent the rest of my day at my laptop, editing a video, as the effort required was so minimal for what I was editing. 4.5 hour Raw Skyrim gameplay video was hard for my computer to smoothly process, so every split, cut, and drag I made in my video editor was slow. I usually either listen to a podcast while doing this, or leave my Chromebook open next to me with Google Plus open to scroll every few seconds while I waited through every edit. There's no real reason I made these. No one watches these videos, as demand for this niche has always been filled, but at least it made procrastination feel more productive and fulfilling, I suppose. Now, I write on this aforementioned Chromebook, Computosa playing through my blue Bluetooth headphones, and words incorrectly spewing out of the keyboard. Tuesday, 8th the 5th, 2018. I spent most of the night after writing falling down the Wikipedia rabbit hole, yet seemingly got decent sleep to my surprise. The pattern was as it usually was. I developed a habit to complete my Twitter stream in the morning before getting ready for school, when I have not woken up so late that I thus rushed to school. This means that even upon waking at the appropriate time of 7 a.m, I'm usually not eating breakfast until 7:30. But nevertheless, I managed to reach the school grounds on time, which is what ultimately matters. I am concerned mildly about my current performance. I'm a distracted person. I play computer-generated music while I type to distract my mind. All my grades are doing well. My English was under passing for a while, as was the whole class, but we have all reached satisfactory levels, for which I credit my video on Aboriginal incarceration, which I'm pretty proud of. The day is not over yet. I'm typing this at school, using this small pocket of extra time to get started. I currently have 2 video scripts ready, 1 song parody, and this journal I plan to turn into a podcast. I have a job I work at least 3 shifts a week on, and school, which I do not study, and now in Year 11 ATAR, is starting to become a bit of an issue. It was only a couple of years ago that I spent every hour of my spare time trying to play games. My freedom back then was restricted on that matter. I could only play on the weekends, but secretly used my DS to play Pokemon through the night. Once those bans were lifted, I slowly chose to play less and less, residing in the more creative tasks, or at least trying to use them as an excuse to procrastinate. In a way, all those projects I do are games, in the sense of their purpose rather than their definition. I use these projects as a way to pass the time, to distract myself, as John Green would say, from the void of inevitable demise. Of course, I more see the relation in that they are both aimed to satisfy me enough to enjoy, yet also leave enough left to want me to keep on going. I use my PlayStation once or twice a week now, playing Skyrim and then editing the gameplay files as a way to justify the time spent, Before Skyrim was Borderlands, my favourite franchise, by the given that the game was accompanied me for at least 2 years of my life, and were the only games I played in those times. I most likely could have seen the realities within any game, but Borderlands was around when I finally saw the world, paid attention to it. Borderlands is lighthearted in its ventures, but as you play it, you inevitably see it in a more serious, more engaging light. Replaying it again and again lets you see it more and more as you remember every interaction between people within games. Can see how little difference there is between comedy and tragedy. This can be seen with any well-made fiction. Reality, that is. I did very little for the rest of the day. Nothing creative, and nothing important. The closest thing I did to actual work was reading more of To Kill a Mockingbird. I read the book last year on my own accord. I liked it well enough, but now I must read it again for English, which I do not mind so much. I read it completely last year, as it was mentioned by John Green, and it had been a long time since I have read any books of sizable length. I used to be quite the bookworm, but Year 9 had me read literally no books but a couple for English, which were good enough. I decided to read some of the books that were talked about on Crash Course Literature, such as To Kill a Mockingbird and The Catcher in the Rye, as well as Frankenstein, all of which were nice enough to read. Although being my first accounts of actual classical books, I did find it more difficult than what I read before. I also tried other classic books like The Picture of Dorian Gray, which I found too difficult to read and only got halfway through, as well as Of Mice and Men, another good book, short as well. Reading is a good way to consume. Among the many ways to tell a story, words are among my favourite. I want to read more novels about the Pilbara, about my own region, my own place. I've heard of the story of Red Dog, the great Pilbara Wanderer. I want to listen to more than just that. Wednesday, 9th of the 5th, 2018. My watch has its date order funny. The month is first, then the day and year. Rather than how it should be, smallest with days to largest being years and month in between. Small problem of the United States being such a dominant economic power, I suppose. I sell watch designs for Americans at an Australian store. I'm one of few people in some ways. One of the only few thousand to live where I do. Only a few million to live in the country I do. But for the most part, I am just another person. There is a lot I do not like about the United States, but there is a lot I do not like about many places I've never been. Ultimately, it's just a place full of people, or not, in the case of my own country. Our size is large and resources rich. Yet, people are concerned with those seeking asylum being hard to support, or playing life one of the wealthiest nations in the world. Still, I guess they're right in saying the country is mostly desert. Every place in Australia is near the coast, with the exception of very few places. Lake Newman. It does not take long for the sand to turn into red dirt. In my many trips from Geelong to Newman, the red dirt appears after just minutes of driving, and from Newman to Geelong, it's all red dirt until we're inside the regional city. In some ways, I just live on an extremely large mountain. Newman is some 400 meters above sea level, simply by being 450 kilometers from ocean. Now, I'm recording this with audio that I've written on my Chromebook using Google Docs. Thanks for listening, I guess. Be sure to subscribe for wherever you listen to podcasts, and feel free to check out my YouTube channel, which shall be in the description of the podcast. Otherwise, enjoy your day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.